Welcome for joining me at a virtual land of joy. I want to introduce you to some meditative practices for inner healing and replenishment. Our fundamental innate nature is goodness. Calm, clear, universally compassionate and loving. Day to day, amidst our positive moments, we also experience problems, upsets, frustrations, and disappointments. We experience a range of difficult emotions. But these are not our deepest, innermost nature. These disturbed states of mind change all the time, and we can learn for them not to overwhelm us and eventually, step by step, overcome them. Gradually, we become increasingly aware of our deepest nature, and this has the potential to heal us from within. So let's start by breathing. The breath and our consciousness flow together. Calm our breath, and we start to calm our mind. Find a comfortable sitting posture and have a straight back. This helps the energy move in your body more freely and not get blocked. Just notice your breath. Is it light or heavy? Shallow? Deep? Agitated? Calm? Just notice the quality of your breath without judging it or trying to alter it. Just observe, notice. Be aware of your body. Feel it touching your seat or cushion. As you breathe, allow the tension in your body to dissolve out of you. Focus the breath at different points where you feel any tightness and release it gently. There's no need to force anything. Just move your awareness and focus at different parts of your body. Letting go of any tension. And when you feel your body is comfortable, return your focus more fully to the breath. Bring your awareness to your diaphragm and tummy area and notice the rhythm of the breath. In and out, like waves at the shore of the ocean. Just relax and absorb into the rhythm. Each new breath is a renewal. Each breath passing out is letting go. Visualize breathing in re-energizing white light. And as you breathe out, let go of any disturbing emotions or thoughts. Just like releasing the tension in your body, you don't have to force anything. Be gentle with yourself, and gradually the light will fill you and replenish you. As different thoughts or feelings or sensations arise, don't get involved in exploring them. If something comes along that might be useful to look at more deeply, put it aside for now and you can come back to it another time. This way, without getting involved in these thoughts and sensations, they won't last. So keep your main focus on the light entering and restoring you, and letting go of what disturbs you. Breathing in, re-energizing and purifying white light. Letting go of anything that is disturbing. Eventually, you will feel peaceful and relaxed from the light. It's nurtured and replenished you. So just be aware of that and enter into a state of calmness and stillness. Notice how spacious this experience is when you're not clinging or holding it tightly. You can simply be at one with the experience, entering into it, becoming an experience of spacious and peaceful stillness. No matter what thoughts or feelings appear and disappear, you can stay in the spacious stillness. And if you become distracted or the experience fades, then take a few more breaths of light, bringing it into you, replenishing you, and letting go of any physical or emotional feelings or sensations that might disturb you. And then return to the deep, peaceful, spacious stillness. Now you can relax your concentration. Gently bring your awareness back to your surroundings. But practice staying with the peaceful state of mind. Incorporate it into the experience of your awareness returning to the room. And feel you can stretch or move as you wish. But remain with the energizing calmness. Now we're going to do a further meditation. Many people find it hard to accept themselves just as they are. We can all be in denial or intent in blocking out awareness of certain aspects of ourselves that we judge harshly. Self-criticism and shame can stop us exploring what's going on for us. We may try and fill the space with distractions or focus outwards and criticize and blame others in order to make ourselves feel better. As Lama Yeshe said, be wise. Treat yourself, your mind, sympathetically, with loving kindness. If you are gentle with yourself, you will become gentle with others. The more we become aware of our pure, deepest nature, we can trust ourselves to allow our awareness to face our inner difficulties and face our disturbed states of mind with self-compassion and understanding. The more our innermost nature of goodness and purity is revealed, the more tense, disturbed, unwholesome attitudes fade. In this process, we can become familiar with this still point, the peaceful stillness that we identified earlier, that's there all the time, though usually covered over by the demands of day-to-day living and all the issues we face and layers of dissatisfaction that we may have created. So we can use our breath to center on our quiet inner space. So much of the time our energy is in our head, as our brain buzzes with whatever it's preoccupied with. But locating this stillness in our heart center, this can help us feel it as a subtle physical home to which we can always return. So now, just momentarily return again to this, by breathing and being aware of your heart center. Very gently turn your focus to this point in the center of your chest, at the level of your heart, but not where your actual heart is. And more towards the back of your body, in front of the spine. Locate this heart space. And connect it to this quiet stillness and spaciousness that you identified earlier. With the breath, just be in that space. For some people, they might find their energy is more stable focusing on the navel energy center. This is also towards the back of the body, in front of the spine, at the navel level. What is important about whichever area you choose is experience being grounded and calm. And recognize that this stillness and spaciousness is somewhere you can come back to at any time. It's always there. Just practice resting there for a few moments. Feel the peace and spaciousness. And know you can come back at any time. This doesn't have to be a long practice. It's something we can use in our daily life. It can be an anchor at times of unsteadiness and uncertainty. It's actually there all the time. All you're doing is simply tuning into it. The experience changes moment by moment, but within each moment, if we recognize it without grasping or clinging, we experience spaciousness and freedom. Again, have another stretch if you would like to, but staying with this calm, centered stillness. We'll shortly start the third meditation, where we focus on ourselves and then expand into thinking of others. It's based on a very profound practice, and we're only going to be doing the very preliminary steps. The eventual purpose is to learn to let go of being self-preoccupied and focus more on alleviating the suffering of others. But here, in these first steps, we're going to learn to offer the wounded aspects of our psyche some nourishment and healing. It's important if we're going to help others, we need to work on ourselves. We need to avoid bypassing our own difficulties and issues. Otherwise, what we have to offer will be more limited and we'll be more caught up and entangled with our own needs. So again, return to this place of inner space and stillness. And then very gently begin to allow yourself to recognize some of the issues and difficulties and baggage that you carry with you a lot of the time. I suggest you start on small things. Gradually, we can address our deeper and more difficult issues and traumas, but start small. Just notice some of the smaller hurts and worries that feel like they come with you a lot of the time. Quite often this is the hard time we give ourselves. For now, don't dwell on anything that comes up. Just become aware of it. And particularly, stay breathing from this calm stillness so that you don't become overwhelmed. Just continue observing to see what arises. Most importantly, don't allow yourself to sink into any self-criticism. Just come from a position of curiosity and self-discovery. Now return your focus to the place of inner spacious stillness and goodness. Breathe into this till you feel very calm and your energy is settled. Really feel that this is your underlying nature, without any fabrication. Be aware of this as a strong, warm, open-hearted, generous aspect of yourself. And send out light energy on the breath, on the out-breath, to the aspect of yourself that you noticed was hurting or disturbed. You're sending out loving, understanding and acceptance to the wounded part of yourself. Just like you would warm-heartedly show kindness to your best friend if they were hurting. This is the energy you are sending to yourself in the form of light. Sending out light to your hurt aspects. Staying in the calm spaciousness. Where any hurt and disturbance just dissolves. On the out-breath, sending out light to any hurt aspect of yourself. On the in-breath, bring it back where in the calm, still, spacious, peaceful, innermost goodness, this can no longer disturb or harm you. It dissolves. And again, your breath goes out, sending loving kindness to that hurt aspect. This process can help you feel stronger and face any issues and difficulties. It can also eventually transform them. But don't rush. Just allow the process to bring about inner healing. You are allowing your deepest, pure nature to compassionately reach out to the parts of you that are feeling pain or sorrow. Showing this aspect of yourself complete acceptance and loving kindness. As you become more familiar with this practice, you can deal with other issues and problems, including those that are more challenging. And as you face your own difficulties, rather than push them aside, you can be more available for others in a way that's empathic and heartfelt, as remember that just like you, others have their own issues, concerns and distress. Some may be similar, others may appear very different. Whichever it is, you're aware from your own knowledge of just how hard and problematic this can be sometimes. So from your spacious, peaceful centre, open your heart to send out loving concern and kindness in the form of light energy. Send this energy to those you know and care about, to those you have never met, and for those to whom your relationship is strained or ruptured. Because whatever they may have done that has harmed you or others, and despite what might seem like actions to the contrary, they all want happiness and contentment, just like you. So allow your breath and send out light energy with it to carry your positive intentions and wishes to others. Just do this to the extent you're able to. In time, this capacity will expand and be more universally encompassing. But allow this deep stillness to expand out of you towards others. This doesn't deplete your calm, peaceful, still energy. In fact, it enhances it. It expands and grows. But just remember that all these steps take practice, and the process can go forward and backwards at times. It's important not to be discouraged. However, you can relax and trust. You're tuning into your ever-present inner peace and spacious stillness. And this is something that can grow and expand, both for your benefit and for others. It's like Lama Yeshe says, your up and down emotions are like clouds in the sky. Beyond them, the real basic human nature is clear and pure. Dwelling deep within our heart and within the hearts of all beings without exception is an inexhaustible source of love and wisdom.